It's Paul Smolin, M.D., your PEDcast host, bringing you informative and entertaining knowledge on a wide range of parenting and child health topics. You have parenting questions, he has answers. And here is your PEDcast host, Dr. Paul Smolin.
Welcome to this edition of DocSmo.com. I hope you're having a great day. I am. It's beautiful here in Charlotte. Thanks for joining me today. I'm your host, Dr. Paul Smolin, a general pediatrician with 30 years of experience caring for both sick and well children. I've learned a few things during that 30 years, and I want to share that knowledge with you today. As I like to say, from the crib to the country club, from the bassinet to the boardroom, and everything in between. That's what we talk about on DocSmo.com. Now, today's podcast is a very important one because we're going to learn about a common skin condition. In fact, the most common skin condition in children. It's called eczema. Now, in today's podcast, I hope to give you a fundamental understanding of what's going on in the skin of a child with eczema. We've all heard that word eczema, but do you really understand exactly what it is? I hope after listening today that you will. Before we get started today, let me remind my listeners that I am probably not your child's doctor, and what you hear on this podcast is intended to supplement your child's regular health care, not replace it. For specific advice about your child's health, visit that wonderful person you call your child's pediatrician. You remember from biology class that your skin is made of two layers, the deep part called the dermis and the surface called the epidermis. You may recall that the surface epidermal layer is made mostly of dead cells, which serve to protect the deeper part of our skin, the dermis. Now, the dermis is where we find the working part of our skin, the sweat and oil glands, the hair follicles, as well as the nerves that give our skin feeling. Now, here's a big difference. Babies, they have the two layers, but their epidermis is much thinner and more fragile, especially when they're very young. That's probably why their skin is so soft. Soft is great, but your baby's skin is supposed to be a barrier to the outside world. And when it's broken, there are bound to be problems. Thin epidermis can mean easily damaged and cracked skin. That's bad. Think of your child's epidermal skin as the shingles on your roof. If your shingles are cracked or loose, the roof is going to leak. The same is true with your child's skin. If the epidermal barrier isn't intact, it's not going to work very well. Without an intact barrier, you know, those shingles, so to speak, your child's skin will let in irritants that it was not meant to touch. And the deeper parts of your child's skin don't like touching the outside world and will react by turning red and angry. Itchy, red, angry skin means the dermis isn't happy. In a nutshell, that is what we call eczema. Okay, now hopefully you have an understanding of what's happening in the skin of a child who has eczema. So next, let's talk about the do's and don'ts when it comes to skin care for these kids. First, the don'ts. Try not to remove oil from their skin. This is really, really important. This is a basic concept of skin care for children with eczema. We don't want to remove any oil that we don't have to remove. So don't overbathe. Limit bathing to maybe twice a week. That's usually enough, especially for young babies. And don't use hot water. Remember when you do those dishes, that hot water will take the grease right off the pan, whereas cool water won't? Well, the same thing is true with a child's skin, especially a baby's skin. Hot water will remove the oil, and that will make them crack more and be more prone to having outbreaks of eczema. And try not to use much soap, because soap removes oil from your skin as well. When you do use soap, Don't put that soap in the water of the bath. Just put a little bit on a washcloth and only use it on the areas that really need it, the smelly parts of your child. And if your child is infection prone, many dermatologists recommend using Clorox in the bath to kill some of that nasty skin bacteria that can infect the broken skin of a child with eczema. Now, many experts recommend 1/2 cup per full bathtub. That's a 40-gallon bathtub. No more than twice weekly. Now, check out my references in the SMO notes if you don't believe me, or ask your child's pediatrician. They know about this. But if you do decide to do this, take great care to follow the directions carefully. Okay, so let's keep going with the don'ts. I definitely want you to avoid your child's skin touching irritants. And some common irritants are things that we find in our laundry products, like dryer sheets and softeners. These things are loaded with chemicals, and they can really set a child's skin on fire. Now, I don't do much laundry myself, but I hear that if you use baking soda in the wash cycle, that it will soften clothes. So why don't you try that instead of using dryer sheets? And make sure that any detergent you choose is perfume and dye-free. And avoid irritating fabrics like wool from touching your child's skin. And remember that if you wear a wool sweater or if you put perfume on, especially around your neck, your baby may get a good dose of it when you carry them around. So keep a cloth over your shoulder to avoid them touching perfume or wool. I also want you to be real gentle in the bathtub when you're rubbing your child's skin. Just use a really soft cloth or even your fingers. We don't want to create any cracks in their skin. And avoid the metal snaps on pajamas and any jewelry, especially the alloy type metals, can really bother a lot of kids with eczema. And here's another point. I want you to avoid products with chemicals, especially perfumes. Believe it or not, they still make lotions meant to improve children's skin, and they put things like lavender and other scents in these lotions to make them smell nice, but they can really bother a child's skin. And so can sitting on grass or lots of other things. So pay attention to what your child's skin touches and when it reacts. Now, a lot of people believe that if a child is allergic to a food that they eat, that it can set off their eczema. And there's pretty good evidence that this probably does happen. So if you discover that there's a food that makes your child's eczema much worse, avoid it. Okay, enough with all these don'ts. That list was very long, wasn't it? But if you do have a child with sensitive skin, i.e. eczema, here are some of the things that you want to do to keep their skin in good condition. And the main point is to hydrate their skin, to cover the cracks. So we want to moisturize, especially right after a bath, because the skin has absorbed a lot of water. And when you put that moisturizer on, it will lock in that water into the skin. And I want you to use the thickest moisturizer you can that has no perfumes. Even petroleum jelly may work well for your child, and it's very inexpensive. The greasier, the better. And try reminding yourself to moisturize frequently by associating that behavior with other things that you are going to be doing all day, like diapering your child or bathing them. The more moisturizing you do, the better. You know, we're talking at least 4 times a day. Remember, those shingles are cracked and need repair. That suppresses the whole eczema. If you keep the shingles in good shape, the skin will not become inflamed. And I also want you to be proactive watching for signs of infection, because children with eczema do get skin infections more easily than other children. Pustules, blisters, oozing means it's time to seek help from your child's doctor because they may have a skin infection. Okay, well, let's sum up today's podcast with one of those Doxmo pearls that I love. And here's the pearl. Modern children's skin probably needs less exposure to modern life. Let me repeat that. modern children's skin probably needs less exposure to modern life. And by that I mean less bathing, less soap, less hot water bathing, and less exposure to chemicals and perfumes of all sorts. Well, that wraps up another edition of Doxmo.com. I told you were going to be smarter after this podcast. If you enjoyed today's talk, go ahead. Check out the extensive Doxmo library of pediatric topics. This is post number 107. Share any thoughts you have with us by sending a comment to our blog at www.doxmo.com. We would love to hear from you. This is your resident pediatrician, Dr. Paul Smolin, broadcasting from beautiful Studio 1E in Charlotte, North Carolina, hoping you have all the facts about your child's skin cracks. Until next time. I want to thank the following people for help with the production of this podcast: David, Golden Voice Jaffe, for his intro voiceover. Seth Jaffe, the Rocket Man Barrister, for his inspirational guidance. Wendy Smolin, chief of our talented legal staff. Sarah, the Wizard Smolin, for her digital editing and photography. And Robert Beezer, Ben Smolin, and Jerome Moof for producing this beautiful intro and outro music you were listening to. Thanks, guys.
By listening to this PEDcast, you agree to all of the terms and conditions found at the Doxmo.com website. This Doxmo.com PEDcast is informational only. Dr. Smolin does not diagnose, treat, or offer specific medical advice for your child. For specific medical advice regarding your child, consult his or her healthcare provider.